Welcome back to the show. We knew this day would come, and here it is. Dr. Billy Graham has gone to heaven to be in the presence of the Lord, and I have on our studio line Ed Stetzer. He holds the Billy Graham Distinguished Chair of Church Mission and Evangelism and is the Executive Director of the Billy Graham Center at Wheaton College. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Good to talk to you folks, and on a sad day, but on a day of homecoming for Mr. Graham.
Yeah, no kidding. Ed, how did Billy Graham change the face of evangelism?
Well, he both changed the face of evangelism and evangelicalism in both cases because he kind of united together the idea that evangelicals should be focused on a common sense of mission. So that's key for evangelicalism, showing and sharing the love of Jesus and more. But then he also refocused Christians on the gospel. And I think for us, we need to be focused on showing and sharing the love of Jesus. I think if there's any way to honor Billy Graham's legacy, it's for us to get focused on ultimately Billy Graham's passion as well. I think that matters the most.
Mm-hmm. There are a couple of Billy Graham quotes which I've memorized. I didn't intentionally do it. I've just repeated it so many times in my head. One is, imitating Christ is opening the door to friendship. He was quite a master at that, wasn't he?
Indeed he was. Indeed he was. And sort of in many ways, known to be that person who would you know, seek to follow Christ, and in doing so would really be effective in that work of building the bridge for the cause of the gospel.
You know, I find it interesting too, because he had his headquarters here in Minneapolis, where I live, and again, I've been mentioning this all day. When you have someone as famous as he is, he's not like your typical pastor that's trying to build a great facility that's going to be honoring him. If you ask anyone on the street, where is it? Most people would scratch their head and say, I don't know.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. I mean, first of all, it was pretty funny because he used to say, just, you know, send this letter to Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's
hey,
all the address
there.
You'll need. And so anyone who's of a certain age would sort of know and remember that. And so, but the reality is, it wasn't about a location. It wasn't about an office building. It was ultimately about a Savior who died on the cross for our sins in our place. You know, Count Zinzendorf, when he said, preach the gospel, die, and be forgotten. Now, of course, ironically, we're quoting Count Zinzendorf, so he wasn't forgotten. But the reality is, I think in a lot of ways, Billy Graham would say, listen, no, don't remember me. Don't remember me. He'd say, remember the Jesus that ultimately I came to proclaim. You know, there's this verse in Acts that says, David served God in his generation, and then he died. I think that's what Billy Graham would like us to remember. He served God in his generation, he died, he preached the gospel, he probably just want to die and be forgotten, but his legacy and his hope would be that, well, your listeners, people like you and me, would be about the good news of sharing this gospel all around the world.
Mm-hmm. Ed, is it kind of safe to say that Dr. Graham pretty much had the same presentation, rearranged in small ways? I mean, he kept the main thing, didn't he?
Yeah, for sure, for a long time. I mean, it's funny, because if you listen to his early preaching, there was a lot more arm movements and volume, and his later preaching. But ultimately, he preached Jesus. He preached Christ and Christ crucified. He wanted people to respond to the good news of the gospel. That's, you know, at the Billy Graham Center, that's something we want to focus on. We want that to be what people remember, but not just remember, but reenact. You know, you can remember something, but you got to reenact. You can remember something, but you got to re-energize. You can remember something, but you got to re-engage. So when we remember, let's reenact, let's re-engage, so let's recommission, let's do some of those things that I think will help us to honor his legacy.
Mm-hmm. Another quote that I've remembered is Billy Graham said, it's God's job to judge, the Holy Spirit's job to convict, and my job to love. He did that quite well, didn't he?
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, ultimately, you know, in a world where evangelicals are sort of focusing in on so many things, I love that Billy Graham put the evangelism back in evangelical. And really, I think if we could, as you talk about loving, I think the most loving thing we could do at this moment is to not, there's so many shiny, bright things. Look over here, get focused on this. Billy Graham said, you know what? You know what's going to last for a very, very long time? You know what's going to change everything is ultimately the work of Christ and in sharing the gospel to others. I think that's the distinction.
Ed, I know that that his passion for just presenting the gospel, and I'm just curious if you have found, or if he had different attitudes and the changes that were going on in evangelism, the tools that are being used, and all the things that were have emerged because of technology. Did you ever get any understanding of how Dr. Graham felt about that?
You know, it's one of the interesting things is that Billy Graham was a great user of tools. I mean, when you think about him starting on radio when you think about his passion for what he was doing, ultimately it continued to go over and over different technologies as well. So I think for us, for us to look at what Billy Graham did, look at how he actually pioneered Christian film. He basically, he's on the radio before that. When you go to the Billy Graham Center Museum, the film that he's there, like The Hiding Place, and that was a Billy Graham thing. Mm-hmm. We know that Corrie ten Boom story from him. We know Johnny Erickson Tata from him. So he goes from radio to television and then internet and more. I mean, they have one of the largest internet ministries that are actually out there today. And so, again, Billy Graham knew that the gospel needed to be proclaimed through many, many, many different means and places. And he would seek for opportunities to do that.
Yeah. Now, I know there's people that are going to be thinking what an inspiration he has been and his love for evangelism. I need to think about my own passion for the and love for the lost. I know you've got an Amplify conference coming up in June, and the title of it is Reimagining a Simple Gospel. Maybe there's people that say, I want to make that maybe part of my summer vacation, and I'm going to get in my car and drive to Chicago and be part of that conference. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's, the conference, we do want to encourage people to come to. It's Amplify Conference. They can find that at amplifyconference.tv, I think it is, and they can find that there. So, but what I would say, and this is really, really key, a lot of people are going to say all the great things that Billy Graham did, and I love that, and I think that's good. We should. He was a great man. He was a great person and a thousand other things. But here's the thing that I want you to miss is that what Billy Graham did is what Billy Graham would want us to do.
Exactly.
And that's not as popular today.
Right.
So, in other words, we can look at how awesome Billy Graham is, and we should, but what's far more awesome than Billy Graham is the message that he shared. And the message that he shared, well, some people don't like it when we share it today. So the reality is as there's all these hagiographies, that's a big word for like a biography of a saint, let's remember that what Billy Graham's legacy really is about is he used words to tell the good news of the gospel to a world that needed to hear those words. And again, that's not popular today. I know it's going to be on every news station tonight how he cared for, and he did. And thank God for all the things he cared for. He spoke up on issues. I mean, he talked about apartheid being doomed. He wouldn't preach to a segregated audience in Alabama when it was life-threatening. He bailed MLK out of jail. Mm. I mean, there's some amazing things. Those are things that we should celebrate. But as Christians, we also have to participate in sharing the good news of the gospel. And I think ultimately that's where that legacy matters most.
Ed, this being a news story and his funeral, may that not be one of the biggest evangelical opportunities our country has seen in a while?
Yeah, actually, I think so. I'll actually be broadcasting live from the booth there at the funeral, and I'll be sharing. They'll be streaming the funeral around the world, and not just streaming, but on major radio stations around the world. And we'll be talking about Billy Graham's message, and we hope people will tune in. I don't know if Faith will pick it up, but I know it'll be streamed through Ambassador to lots of places, so people can watch online as well. We don't have all the BillyGraham.org would be the most obvious, but there'll be lots of places that we share that message.
Yeah, and it's wise for us to be in prayer right now for all the media outlets that are going to be carrying it, and that they're going to let the gospel be outspoken and out there, and not try to edit and take away what Dr. Graham wanted everyone to know and hear.
Indeed, my brother. I appreciate you focusing on this.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ed. I appreciate you and your work, and we'll be praying for you in the days ahead.
Thanks, brother. God bless
you. Have a great day. Yep. Ed Stetzer has been my guest. He holds the Billy Graham Distinguished Chair of Church Mission and Evangelism, and is also the executive director of the Billy Graham Center at Wheaton College. We will take a short break and continue with more in just a minute.